at this point, what was your relationship with Eddie? Had it gotten to the point where things were getting pretty bad?
I wouldn't say as much bad as much as Ed was, you know, he was taking over, and yeah, it's kind of hard to say this in a soft way, but, you know, more controlling within the band. And when we actually did, let's say, the album with Gary Cherone,
right,
it was kind of sad because there were only maybe two or three songs that we actually played all together in the studio setting. It had gotten to the point, Mike Post was producing, and he had talked Eddie into, you know, coming to his house, and he had, you know, this is when we really were introduced to Pro Tools.
Right.
Which, you know, we'd always been the old-fashioned way. I mean, we, even when digital was happening, we still did, had our analog machines, and we recorded like that because we felt, hey, this is the way we sound the best. And, you know, it kind of got away from all that. And you know, personally, we were going through a lot of tough stuff, too. Alex was going through a really ugly divorce. And I really felt bad for Gary because it was a really bad time for him to step into this organization.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing led to another. And, Ed, you know, Alex actually left the band for a while because of not being able to focus because of what he was going through personally. And Eddie ended up, you know, he played bass on a lot of stuff. He played drums on stuff. And I think Mike Post was just kind of feeding him along and saying, hey, you're the man, Ed, here, you know. And it started to almost turn into like an Eddie Van Halen solo record.
So had working with Eddie musically grown difficult at that point?
I think difficult in the way that how he was wanting to do things in the studio. It was just changing, and, you know, there'd be times where, you know, he'd be up working on stuff, because he's always up in the studio 25 hours a day,
right,
working on stuff, even after everybody goes home, and say, hey, you know, I got this part, you know, this bass part, and if you can't play it, I'm going to play it, because, you know, we're all working towards the same thing, to make the best album that we can, and you know, it doesn't matter who plays what, if you can play this guitar part better than me. It was just started to kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say unravel a bit, but it really changed up a lot.
Was it that he was kind of losing it, or was it drugs and alcohol?
Joe, what are you digging for, man?
Well, you know.
You know, I'm not, I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody,
yeah,
or whatever. I just say that the situation just, it became a very difficult situation, and we kind of lost focus as to why we'd be in the studio recording and the way that we used to do it. We just weren't recording using the same process that we always used, that always worked for us, you know.
How did you approach your early parts? You know, in the early days, obviously, Eddie was exploding as a guitar star.
Mm-hmm.
As a bassist, how did you approach your parts in and around what he was doing?
All right, it was really interesting in the early days, because actually before I joined Van Halen, obviously I'd never played with a guitarist like him, and so I could just play whatever I wanted, you know, and for the most part, unless it was during a solo or something, the guitar player wasn't really doing too much, and I could pretty much play what I wanted in Van Halen. I still, the early bass parts, I kind of had the same approach. As time started to go on a little bit, it was kind of like, well, you know, and as much as I don't think any musician likes to kind of be held back, and I didn't really feel like I was being held back, but I felt more like just laying down a solid foundation so that Eddie could go off and just play whatever he wanted and still have a nice solid rhythm thing happening was more important than just getting out there and showing everybody, hey, look how well I can play.
Right.
You know, and you know, and there were bands like on our first Van Halen tour, I listened to lots of AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, probably the most, Cliff plays probably the most simple bass parts there are, but they're actually hard parts if you try to just groove and play those parts, you know. I mean, and they're laying down a nice solid rhythm, and that's what I tried to do then.
So yeah, but there's songs like Loss of Control, you know, where you're really driving that train there.
Yeah. Well. Well, I you know, I didn't say that I was totally restrained at that point. It took a while for me to, like, really kind of calm it down. No, you know, it's those early songs like Lost Control, you know, that was pretty much, hey, let's just play. Play, play, play. And it wasn't until basically, you know, probably not until our 1984 or Sammy, when Sammy joined the band, 5150, that we really, you know, where I was doing a lot more stuff, you know, playing like eighth notes or 16th notes, pumping things like that, that, you know, I just kind of like, gee, I don't know, Joe. At some point, I just kind of held it back a little bit more. That wasn't, you know, but, hey, I felt great because playing just a 16th note pumping thing to me is just as exciting as trying to solo like a guitarist, you know.
Being in the shadow of someone like Eddie, do you feel like in some way you're not given your due as a bassist and a singer? And your singing is all over those records.
Oh, well, thank you. I never really considered myself a singer. But, I mean, I enjoy doing it. Actually, when I joined Van Halen, because I had been a lead singer in bands that I was in before Van Halen, and I thought, oh, this is great. Now I can just play bass, and I don't have to sing. And it was like, I think the second time I got together with those guys where Eddie said, hey, we're working on this song, can you sing this background part? Where all of a sudden, well, I'm singing all the backgrounds. But hey, I mean, that's great. Whatever I can contribute, what I can contribute vocally, that's great, because I mean, like I said, I don't really consider myself a singer. I hate to hear myself sing on record.
Oh my.
When we're recording, when I'm soloed up, but I guess it works. I don't know. And as far as playing bass, I wasn't the guy who was going to stand there like Bill Wyman, you know, and just hold the bass and play.
Yeah.
Because I always felt like jumping around and whatever. But you know what? From the first day that I picked up a bass, and my dad and people told me, they go, hey, you know, that's not the glamorous instrument. You got to play lead guitar or be a singer or whatever. I always loved the bass. And, you know, the first people I listened to, John Paul Jones, Harvey Brooks was one of the first guys I listened to. I mean, I just loved playing bass. I really didn't care if, you know, if I was going to be overshadowed as far as, you know, not being the standout guy in the band. I just loved playing the instrument.
When Van Halen did their reunion tour with Sammy in the band in 2004, and I didn't know this at the time, but I read that you were cut out as an equal member and were a paid employee.
Well, I wasn't a paid employee, but yeah, that was pretty interesting because at this point, or before that tour, Sammy and I were actually working on this Planet Us thing.
Right.
And pretty much one of the reasons why that didn't fly was because the Van Halen thing came up. But I remember spending time with Sammy up at his house. I'd stay at his place, and you know, we'd be having dinner or something like that. And we start talking about just all the fun that, you know, Van Halen, you know, all the great times. Sammy would every now and then say, God, well, should I call Eddie or should I call Al or whatever? And I go, yeah, call him. Why not? You know, Sammy was out here in L.A. doing something. I don't know if he was here for a relative's wedding or something. And he actually called Alex, and Alex came out and hooked up with Sam, and they hung out for a day. But it's kind of funny. I think after me playing with Sammy and doing the Sam and Dave tour or whatever, you know, I was the traitor now. And after kind of helping hook Sam back up with those guys or whatever, when the tour came about, Eddie didn't want me on the tour because all of a sudden I was the guy now that, you know, had betrayed the band and whatever. And it's funny because the first time I remember, I called Ed when they were talking about doing the whole reunion thing.
Right.
And he says to me something to the tune of, oh, you're calling me because something's going on now, because the band's doing something. You want in now? You know, and I said, no. You know, obviously, yeah, I'd like to be a part of it. But, you know, and at that point, he just told me, well, if you want to be a part of this, talk to Irving Azoff. And that was it. He didn't even want to talk to me.
That's got to be a hard blow after... Yeah. All of your...
Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny because, like I say again, that, you know, I never felt that I had done anything wrong. I just wanted to get out and play, and I never spoke an ill word towards Eddie or Alex or the band because, you know, I'm very proud of all the Van Halen history. So I guess between Sammy, Alex, Irving Azoff, and a couple of the people that work with Irving, you know, they talked to Eddie, but let's just say that my percentage was a lot less than the other three guys. You know, that didn't bother me as much as, you know, if I hadn't done the tour, because I felt, well, if this is the last time Van Halen ever tours, I would probably kick myself in the head for not trying to be a part of it and at least get out there and playing in front of the fans one more time. So that's why I said, okay, hey, I'll do it.
Now, when that tour ended, did you think that that was truly the end?
Pretty much, because as much as that tour should have gone on, we probably should have just been ending that tour right now. 80 shows, and that's pretty much all we could do, because it was tough to tour. Eddie was in a state where it was difficult every day.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't like to talk smack about anybody or point the fingers or whatever, but the situation was just that after these shows that we had booked, we just couldn't go on. I mean, it was almost like a job, you know, and that's exactly the opposite of what I wanted it to be.
When did you get an inkling that they were going to get Dave back in, and then not only get Dave back in, but put Wolfgang in?
Well, you know what? I found out, I think, when the rest of the fans found out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
that they were thinking of doing something like that. And that was early last year.
Yeah.
And then I remember actually, okay, I guess they tried to put something together, and then it fell apart for whatever reason.
Right.
And then I remember speaking to Dave's manager, and this was right before the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, because obviously we were wondering what was gonna happen. You know, everybody's going, nobody's going, somebody's gonna play, somebody's not gonna play. And you know, when I got the call, I just said, hey, I'm there, you know, if for no other reason, if we can't just put aside all the bullshit for one night and celebrate the career, you know, this is like the highest accolade that, you know, you can receive, you know. So I was there, and I remember talking to Dave's manager right before. And he was asking me, he said, hey, Dave wants to know, you know, if there's going to be any friction or whatever. And I said, no, hey, I'll hug the guy. We'll have a drink. We'll celebrate, you know, celebrate everything that we've done in the past. And, you know, then the next day we could go on with our lives or whatever. And, you know, then I heard that Eddie was going back into rehab and Al wasn't going to show up. And I thought for sure Dave would show up. But it was kind of a bittersweet ceremony, as it turned out.
Sammy was very vocal and a very good friend in your defense in actually saying that it wasn't a true Van Halen reunion
mm-hmm.
without you in the band.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the fact that Eddie basically kind of kicked you to the curb, so to speak?
Well, even more so than the 2004 tour, I was more upset when they did this tour, or the way they went about putting this tour together this time with Wolfgang playing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they announced the tour, I don't know if you had seen this, but they put up a brand new website, and I know on at least a couple of the album covers they took
yes.
my picture off it.
Yes.
And that actually hurt more than not doing the tour, because, you know, somebody would go so far as to try to erase the past, or I don't even know what they were thinking. I think on the first album, if you look close, they actually took my picture off and put Wolfgang's picture on there.
Oh my.
And, you know, obviously the fans felt the same, because I think within a day or two it was back up to the way the album covers were originally. But that hurt me more than not even doing the tour. I'm not going to say who I suspect was behind, you know, doing that, but for whatever reason, you know, they wanted to try to erase me even out of the past of the band, which kind of hurt. But, you know, besides that, Joe, I'll tell you, certain things change, and this is the path they wanted to go on, and I wasn't going to whine about it, because, you know, what's the point?